From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. President Bush has picked former Montana Governor Mark Roscoe to replace Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore as chairman of the Republican National Committee. Last week, Gilmore announced he plans to resign. GOP leaders are expected to endorse the president's new choice, but as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, Roscoe will take over as the party heads into a difficult midterm election.
Next year's elections will be tough. Control of both the House and the Senate are up for grabs, and 36 governorships are also at stake. President Bush today said he's pleased that Mark Roscoe has agreed to take the job of running the Republican Party at such a time.
He knows how to build grassroots organizations. He's going to reach out to members of the labor unions and the minorities, just like Jim Gilmore did, to continue to take our positive, optimistic message to people that in all kinds of neighborhoods.
The president also praised Gilmore, who says he wants to spend more time with his family, but who also reportedly had some differences with the White House. His standing in the party wasn't helped last month when Republicans lost the two governorships at stake in New Jersey and Virginia. Gilmore today said reports about his disagreements with White House political operatives were untrue and that they'd had a good partnership. Roscoe, who now works for a Washington law firm, says he's delighted to take over.
And hopefully if the Republican National Committee decides to move in this direction and endorse the president's recommendation, we'll be able to work as a team very aggressively all the way across the country to make certain that we are fundamentally sound and financially healthy and reaching out in as many different directions as we possibly can.
Roscoe is a close friend of the president's and campaigned for him extensively last year. He's also credited with being a calming voice when he served as a Bush spokesman during the Florida recount. The president had wanted him to be attorney general in his new administration, but Roscoe pulled out of the running in the face of opposition from some conservatives within the party. But today, Roscoe said he expects the party to work together to promote the president's agenda. Roscoe will have to do a lot of fundraising, but he'll also serve as a key communicator for Republicans. Rich Bond, who was RNC chairman during the first Bush presidency, said that task is especially crucial now that the country's at war and is facing such difficult issues as privacy and the role of government.
There's a dramatic reordering of priorities, and the RNC chairman is going to be a very important AWACS system or weather vane out there to help signal to the administration the political pulse of the American electorate.
And that could be more important if the president has to scale back some of his own campaign work because of the war. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.